prices, Sunday best, Scousers Abroad.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we're always looking for Scousers Abroad. I went into the back of Kev's cabs, and guess what? We found a Scouser Abroad called Jason Harley, who's 10 minutes outside Prague. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Pete. How are you?
Very well. I've got to ask, first of all, how did you find Kev's cabs, please?
I saw it on Facebook, actually. I saw you on Facebook having a little chat with him, and they said you were looking for Scousers Abroad on the radio show. So I contacted the radio station and said, give us a shout if you need someone to speak about living abroad, being a Scouser.
Always do. We've been doing this for 7 years now, and we love doing it. It's great. You're just outside Prague. Prague's a beautiful city.
It's fantastic. It's a lovely place to live, you know. It's beautiful. It's cultural. It's got a lot going for it. It's a great place to live. Really enjoy it living here.
Jason, where are you from in Liverpool?
I was brought up in McGull.
Right.
So I was born out in the maternity hospital in Oxford Street. I don't think it's there anymore.
Right.
So I was born in the middle of Liverpool, and then most of my childhood was in McGull, and then. When I was about 20, I moved down to London to the Big Smoke, and then just carried on from there, really. But Liverpool's me home and me heart, and that's my family still there, of course, and my football team and everything. So it's where I call home.
Yeah. And of course, the wonderful thing is you're only in Germany, so you're not far away. Planes these days, different world.
Well, Prague's in the Czech Republic, Pete.
I beg your pardon. Why did I say Germany? And I've been to Prague twice. Oh, I am. Don't get, Jason, whatever you do, don't get old. As I was saying, I mean, you're not that far away from England.
No, it's about an hour and 10 minutes, actually. A little bit of an hour and a half, depending where you're going. So it's not far on the plane at all. And there's quite regular flights.
So what made you pick out there?
I was working in London, and I got made redundant, and a friend of a friend was working out here in a similar sort of job to myself, and he was looking for someone, and the idea was, I thought it'd only come for a couple of years, to be honest, so we came over and thought, well, it'll be an experience, and if you don't like it, you can always go back, and I've been here now just over 5 years.
And where do you live? Is it a little village? Is it a town? What?
Yeah, I live in a place called Pruinitsa. It's a small sort of village, about 15 kilometres from the centre, so about 20 minutes drive into the centre. And there's quite a lot of expats live here. There's a couple of other Scousers in the village, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of the companies. They put the people in and around this village. They've got the international schools not too far away for the kids. And it's quite central and easy to get into town, to get to the offices and stuff. So there's quite a lot of expats, a lot of British, a lot of Australians, a few Americans, a few Canadians, people from all over the world. It's quite a nice international community. Mm-hmm. And a few Czechs as well, you know, Czechs.
Oh, there's some live there, do they?
some locals live here. They haven't all been chased out by the corporate type yet.
Now, I've got to ask, what do you do?
I work for a pharmaceutical company. So I work for a French pharmaceutical company, and they've got one of their divisions is based here. So I moved out to work for them, and I've moved a few times since, but I've managed to be able to stay living in Prague. So I work as a commercial lead for the European business.
So you're a very clever man, then.
Hard-working, Pete, hard-working, not that clever.
I've got to ask big, big questions, especially where you are. Well, two questions on this. Yeah. One, what's the relationship with Russia and where you are?
It's the centre of Europe, so they look both ways. You know, the older generation tend to look sort of a little bit more to the east, or have a look towards the east, and the younger generations look a little bit more towards the west. So I don't think they particularly like the Russians and the history, because they invaded a couple of times the Czech Republic. There's a lot of history there. But the young generation are very sort of like forward-looking, very sort of westernised in their approach. Lots of people in the centre, certainly in the centre of Prague, speak English. So you don't struggle to communicate. But I think you'll find some, you know, in the sort of the older generation, they'll be speaking Czech, and some of them would have learned Russian at school, but now they learn English at school. So it's more Western than it is looking towards the East nowadays.
And the big question, Jason, and take your time on this one, take it as long as you want, the EU and leaving the EU. What are your views? What are your colleagues saying? What's being said over there? What?
Well, there was a bit of banter when it came out sort of to leave the EU. I voted Remain, you know what I mean? But other people in my family voted Leave, and, you know, people have got their own opinions, and that's fine. I've lived out in Europe now for, 5 years, and it's good, you know. But, you know, we respect the vote, and, you know, it will be what it is. But, you know, it's not a bad place to be, this European Union place. But I understand the other point of view as well. So it was a close vote, wasn't it? And, you know, whichever way it's gone, we've got to respect that decision.
Do you feel there's going to be changes for you? Do you think you can worry about it or not?
Well, yeah, it depends how you look at it, Pete. I'm a Scouser working for a French company living in the Czech Republic. So, you know, I'm sure there'll be changes, but you know, it'll be what it is, and, you know, things will change, but there's always opportunities, and always one door closes, another one opens. So I am not expecting too much change, to be honest, on a personal level.
That's going to be interesting. Now, Jason, if you ever got homesick, you've already said the Scousers in the village, but if you want to go to Prague on a Saturday, you'll see more Scousers, won't you? Because stag and hen parties still go there.
I don't think it's as popular as it used to be. I mean, it's popular for weekends away, but, you know, it's popular for, like, you know, young romantic couples and that. You do get the odd stag party and the odd hen party, but I think, you know, they go to different places now. So I think, you know, at work, I work with a few Czechs, and the English have got a reputation for the stag parties and stuff, but there's other places to go. You know, there's more flights to go to other places. So Prague was popular certainly 10, 15 years ago for stag parties. Came on a few myself. But nowadays you see them, and it's all good fun. But of course, it's not far off £1 a pint once you get out the middle of the tourist centre. So, you know, it's a cheap place to come for a beer. And, you know, whichever reason people are coming, whether it's a stag party or not, a beautiful city, beautiful city.
It is magnificent. I remember having a very, very nice evening under canvas in a bar in the square, the main square. I don't remember leaving the bar. I remember going to the bar.
I know exactly where you mean. Right. I know exactly where you mean. Sort of on the main square.
Yes,
yeah, they all put the chairs out underneath underneath the canvases to extend their sort of income, and you just sit there and you watch life go by with a little bit more expensive beer than £1 a pint in that location, but it's still cheap.
Tell me, what are the Czech people like, and do they resent the British being there, or?
No, well, not at all. The Czech people are lovely. They tend to be a little, you know, down in their sort of attitude. They're not the naturally happiest of people, but that doesn't mean they're not happy. It's just how they come across, and they don't resent the British at all. I mean, English is almost everybody's second language. But there is a history, you know. Czech's got a history of being invaded during the war, and then invaded by the Russians, sort of like in the 60s, I think it was. So now they have this, what they call the third invasion. And the third invasion is obviously the commercialization, the global commercialization. So, for instance, big companies like Tesco's have got their European headquarters here. So there's a lot of Western companies you see on the high street. And the Czech people think this is the third invasion. So they're a little bit sort of like resistant to that. But in the same way, you get, you know, there's a lot of the Czech companies and a lot of Czech shops and Czech businesses do really well. So it's a mix. It's a mix.
So, Jason, we're talking to Jason, who's 10 minutes outside Prague. What is life like there? Food, cost of living, homes, electricity, water, etc.?
My mum and dad came across when we just first moved out here, and they, I think my dad had the same impression as many people would. You know, it's sort of like Central Eastern Europe, and, you know, is everything going to be available? Everything, if not more. He went away with a real sort of sense. I remember him saying to me, he said, there's nothing you can't get. There's nothing. He said, I thought you'd struggle for certain things, but there's nothing you can't get. The shopping centres are all brand new, because you've got to remember the communism age only finished sort of like the late 80s, early 90s. So all the shopping centres are brand new. They're all like Liverpool One. They're amazing shops. You've got Marks and Spencer's if you want it. You've got all the Czech shops if you want it. You've got all the German shops if you want it. So the multinationals are here. You can get anything you want. Tends to be a bit more expensive if you're buying clothes, to be honest. You know, we don't get your Primark and your and you sort of like shops like that over here yet. It's a little bit more expensive. But the food's great. Cosmopolitan. You know, you can get what you want. Big Italian influence. There's Indian restaurants. There's like the Czech food tends to be meat and potatoes. You know, you don't see too many vegetables on it. But it's all good stuff. And it's nothing you can't get.
What about price of property? I know you probably got to deal with your company, but to buy a house or buy a flat, expensive or cheap?
It's got more expensive since I've moved here. So there's certainly in the centre. So the prices have gone up over the last 5 years, but I think still sort of considerably cheaper than, say, somewhere like London as a capital city. So still value to be had. Still value to be had, but I think you've got to look for the bargains now, and you've got to look for those areas that are just outside Prague that give you a bit more property for your money.
Now, you mentioned your football, so you're passionate, I presume, Liverpool.
Yeah, big red.
So how big is football over there?
It's big. There's a league over here. So the Prague has, they have four teams in Prague in their top division. The biggest team you've probably heard of is Sparta Prague. And then you've got Slavia Prague, which was Vladimir Smice's team. And then there's a couple of smaller teams, Dukla and Žižkov are the other teams in the capital. And Bohemians, of course, which is a great little club, little family club, great community atmosphere. You go there and a really good sort of, a really good atmosphere for the fans. The fans are a bit crazy, but they're very friendly. And then, and then the rest of the league, you've got Plzeň. I think we were in the Champions League this year. I think they played Manchester City. So that's another team about 100 kilometres away from Prague. Standards not, you know, the standard's okay. It's not Premiership standard. It's probably equivalent to sort of like second tier in England. So, but you've got players like, you've had a couple of Czech players at Liverpool, and there's Petr Cech still playing in goal for Arsenal. So you get a couple of... You get a couple of stars coming out.
Jason, do you like your new stand?
Yeah, I managed to get over just before Christmas, actually. And I do like it. I saw it on the plane on the way in and thought, oof, you know what I mean? You can't not see it as you come in. So it's impressive. Hoping to get over again before the end of the season for a match. So, I do like it.
Do you get home much? Is it difficult?
No, it's quite easy. I mean, I travel a lot with work, and, you know, I can sometimes plan that to be, to put a little trip over to my mum and dad. Mum and dad are just outside Southport, so I was over just before Christmas. My dad had his knee done, you know, he had his knee operation, and I came over and just made sure he was okay. And my mum was over here not 2 weeks ago helping look after the kids for a few days. So we get to see each other quite a lot. And before, I lived in London for quite a few years, so... You know, that's a four and a half hour drive.
Yeah.
So it's not much difference between going back from here as there was going back from London.
Did you take a bride with you, or did you meet somebody over there?
I moved out with the missus at the time. Unfortunately, we've separated since we've been out here. That hasn't worked out too well. But she's a teacher in the international school where the kids go, and we share the kids 50-50. So that all works out fine.
Now, what about NHS? You'll have a deal with your company, but is it a good NHS over there?
It's not bad, actually. I mean, I started my career off working at the NHS over in... I trained at the Royal Liverpool Hospital and worked out in Ormskirk Hospital as a radiographer. And, you know, that's another concern when you come to a foreign country as an expat. You think, you know, am I going to get sort of insurance? But I don't get any sort of special deals with my company. I'm just on the local insurance.
Ah, right.
And I get a, you know, so I'm treated like a Czech. whenever we've needed it, we've needed it. It's been fantastic. It's been fantastic. You know, you have a little card and you walk into the GP. The GP sees you. She refers you to where you need to go. If you need to pay for drugs, it's a similar system, a co-pay system. So you pay something towards the drugs as the patient, and the government pays something else. They use quite a lot of generic drugs over here, so a lot of the sort of the cheaper versions of the drugs, which are just as effective. I've been quite surprised actually how good it is here. Yeah. And they have some international centres of excellence. There's the proton therapy centres in Prague. I don't know if you remember. A few years ago, there was a kid with a brain tumour, and they got him out here.
I do indeed. They brought him out to Prague.
Yeah, they brought him out to Prague. Very impressed. Mm. To be honest, very impressed. Some of the facilities are look, you know, a little bit communistic in their style. They haven't got the most modern of hospitals.
Yeah.
But once you're in, great staff and great patient focus.
Interesting you mentioned the Royal Hospital, and it's great now that you can say this, and please use the airways for your views. What do you think's happening with the NHS? Do you think there's as many problems as they make out, or do you think it's scaremongering?
I've been out of the country for too long, to be honest with you, Pete. I mean, I've been out of the NHS for too long. I left the NHS in 1996, 1997. The NHS is a great service. You know, it's there when you need it, and it's relatively cheap for the consumer. You know, it's taxed, and you know, you pay a small amount for the drugs and the treatment. You know, people get. You know, it's all about expectations, isn't it? But it is a really good service, the UK NHS. You know,
I agree with you. Totally, utterly agree with you. Now, tell me, have you got poverty over there?
I haven't, Pete.
No, not you, you son.
I'm doing all right.
Shut up! See, there's the Scouse coming out. The humour starts, you see. So, is there poverty in the country?
There is, you know. There isn't. You know, the average Czech wage, I think, is probably about £1,000 a month. So that's the average wage, maybe a little bit more in Prague. But things are a lot cheaper, you know, and you speak to a lot of the Czech colleagues at work, and they say, I want to go to London. And you say, I just want to go to London, because, you know, you get a bus pass here for £1 a day. And, you know, your bus pass in London will be about £6, £7, £10. And your wages won't be 10 times as much. So there's a feeling that, you know, people think that, you know, Britain is, you know, gold.
The golden egg.
The streets are covered with gold. And actually, you know, you come here and you live here and you see how it works, and you think, you know what, you haven't got it that bad. The further you go out of Prague, I think there's, you know, there's some poverty. It's a very rural country. A lot of farming going on just outside the main cities. So very rural country, but people tend to be, as I said, people tend to be happy.
Yeah.
You know, and you maybe don't see as much poverty in Prague here as you would say in the big cities in England.
Interesting. Now, apart from your football team, apart from your family and your friends, what do you miss most? Yep.
I think definitely the people. In terms of people from Liverpool, the sense of humour. The Czechs don't tend to get sort of that sort of like humorous Scouse wit that we have, you know, that sort of banter. If you say something, they literally think you mean it. They literally say, oh, is that what you mean? And you go, no, I didn't mean that. I was just joking with you. So you have to get used to that. But working in a sort of big international company, you sort of learn that, you know, that you have to make sure that you're working with the different cultures and they don't always understand your sense of humour. So that's a challenge.
Have you got a plan? Have you got a plan on how long you're staying?
No plan. The kids really enjoy it here. It's a really good quality of life. A lot of the pubs and a lot of the restaurants are all kids focused. You know, there's a kids' corner in every restaurant. It's very family orientated. It's a good outdoor life. There's bike trails everywhere. Always something to do. Walking, skiing. You know, mountain biking, golf. So it's a good life. There's quite a lot of expats who've retired out here, to be honest, Pete.
Oh,
so they sort of get more money. They get more for their money when they retire. So there's quite a few that have
sort
of...
It's interesting that they would pick there. That's really fascinating, that.
Well, people have usually worked here at some point during their career.
Yeah.
And then when they get to retirement age, they think, where do they enjoy it most? And they go back. Yeah. And they sort of...
Interesting. Jason, to finish off, let's have some name checks. Let's talk about your mum and dad and your mates. Give them all a good plug.
Oh, right, well, I'll have to say hello to my mum and dad. They're just outside Southport. My sister, her husband, my niece and my nephew, they're just outside Parbove. Wayne and Danielle, really good friends in Kirby. And then, of course, my other mate, John, he's down in London, so he won't hear this, but I'll probably send him a link or whatever.
So that's it?
Yeah, that's
all
it,
the name checks.
Yeah.
So we'll finish off by thanking Kev, because without Kev's caps, we wouldn't have found Jason Harley outside Prague. Thanks, Kev. Jason, great to talk to you.
Pete, I don't know if there's... have you finished your
recording? No, go on.
No, I was just going to say, one of the things that I brought with me is obviously my three kids. And we are the fantastic kids, but when they came along, we struggled with names for them. So I'm sort of like, people know that I named my kids after three tourist attractions in Liverpool.
Go on.
So I got the oldest one, he was born in 2007, when those Americans were saying that they were going to build a stadium. So I called him Stanley, after Stanley Park.
Right.
Then the little girl, I wanted to get something about the Beatles in there, so I called her Penny,
right,
after Penny Lane.
Right.
And then the little one, we were running out of ideas with the smallest one, he's a little boy. We thought, well, what's the biggest tourist attraction in Liverpool? Where do most people go? So he's named Albert, after Albert Dock. So,
great idea, Stanley, Penny and Albert.
Yeah, got me a little piece of Liverpool with me all the time.
Jason.
So I never forget where I come from.
Jason, great to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you, Pete, and thanks very much.